Part 4. The Afflicted. I have learned so much from Grand Master Kane in such a short period of time. I have learned to control my body, even to view my body in ways I never before imagined. It is a vessel for my consciousness, and one that I can explore more deeply than ever did I know. I can manipulate my muscles to turn my hands into daggers, to stand strong against hurricane winds, even to the point where I can work my muscles individually to expel the venom of a snake or the poison of a dagger from the wound that introduced it. I have learned angles of attack and defense superior to those taught to me in my years at the Drow Academy, or even under the tutelage of my father. Perhaps even more importantly, I have learned to anticipate the exact deflections of blocking angles, so that a simple turn of my hips will allow the striking sword to pass harmlessly, guided by a subtle block by my own scimitar or even by my hand. My time with the Grand Master of Flowers has been such a marvelous exploration within and without. The world around me, my friends around me, my wife, my coming child are all different to me now. And in a more marvelous way by far, as if the negative impulses of jealousy, fear, and reactive anger have no way through the budding embarrassment I feel for even considering them. The journey is grander, lighter, and more profound all at once. This, the larger picture of the world and multiverse about us, is the secret to Grandmaster Kane's always calm demeanor and his always glad and always humble aspect. He has come to know his place, and not in any diminishing way. Nay, far from it. So as I consider my time with Kane and the lasting effects of those experiences, I can say without reservation that the most important and precious thing I learned from him was gratitude. I am grateful every day. To strive for that in every moment is to seek perfection of the soul. In much the same way I have spent my life seeking perfection of the body, of the warrior, now I have learned to join those two things, no, four things, mind, body, heart, and soul into a singular endeavor. To raise a hand in deflection of an incoming spear is to understand the movement and to hone my muscles to the required speed and reaction, of course. But such training without discipline and an understanding of the moral implications of such battle, even the spiritual repercussions of such a fight, makes one Artemis Entreri. And worse, the Artemis Entreri of old. There need be a reason, more than a simple justification. And when you understand that all is one, those reasons crystallize more completely and give strength to your battle, strength at once physical, intellectual, emotional, and philosophical. The complete warrior is more than one trained in exact and perfect movements. I have known this for a long time. Once I told Entreri that he could not beat me, not ever, because he did not fight with heart. Now, after seeing Kane, after being humbled by this man who has become so much more than human, I better understand my own words to Artemis Entreri on that long-ago day. They are sentiments that Kane could have very recently spoken to me, leaving me with no honest recourse. Yes, I am grateful to Kane, Grand Master of Flowers of the Monastery of the Yellow Rose. And that which inspires my greatest gratitude is the widening perspective regarding everything about and around this consciousness I call self, regarding life itself, regarding reason itself, that reminds me to be grateful and to learn, ever to learn. This is our way. This is our purpose. This is our joy, our eternal joy. Drizzt Do'Urden.